Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Nun Hey, and we are on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and the Gemara is commenting on Reb Yochanan ben Nuri's comment in the Mishnah. Reb Yochanan ben Nuri said in the Mishnah, if you remember, on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where the Mishnah quoted a machlokas about the case of Aris, right? The first Mishnah in the Perek, Ezehu Aris. What is an aris? Well, you have a vine that hangs on a wall, and that gives it chashivus. So even though it's only one row, and usually one row is not chashiv according to Beis Hillel, but once it's on the wall, so then it gives a chashivus, and even Beis Hillel would hold that it is considered a kerem. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, it's a mistake. Toim kol ha'omrim kein, that's a mistake to say that that is what is being referred to. Really, there's no such thing. Really, there's a mesorah about a vine near a wall, but let me tell you what the mesorah is. That if the vine is within four amos of the wall, so then one is not allowed to plant there, even more than six tefachim away, because that's considered surrounded, if you have a vine and a wall. So that's it. If you have four amos in between, then you can plant there. Each one, the vine is the singular vine, and you count six tefachim away, and you can plant there. But if there's less than the vine, less than four amos between the vine and the wall, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says in the Mishnah, nostin avodasa v'zoreis amosar, if it has, and if not, not. So that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So now the Gemara comments, Reb Yochanan ben Nuri Omer v'chulu, Amar Reb Yochanan, Reb Yossi v'Reb Yishmael v'Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, Shlashtan Amru Davar Echad. These three great Tanaim all say Davar Echad. Throughout Shas, we have this type of phrase, Amru Davar Echad. It doesn't always mean that they're exactly the same Shita. It means they're under the same rubric. They are similar. They're rooted in the same idea. But as the Gemara itself is going to say on the end of today's daf, Lav Dafka, that they each hold of each other. But they're all similar. In what way? In the way that sometimes you have a closed off area, and therefore it becomes limited into what you're allowed to plant. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said in the Mishnah. When you have a vine and a wall, and you don't have four amos between them, so what do you mean? He doesn't have the whole idea of aris, that it's not on the wall. No, if it's less than four amos between them, you can't plant there. Period. Even though it's only one vine. Right? That's the din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because that area is closed off. That's closed off. Right? Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Shloshtan Amru Davar Echad, Le'esores HaChavush Al Yedei Geder. To Aser, what's surrounded because of the fence, V'chayotze Bazeh. So what are these three? So again, with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we have in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, he says, Ditanina. Rabbi Yishmael says, in the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Idios. Mesechus Idios is a unique Mesechta out of all Mesechtos, even the name. Right? It's the only Mesechta in Shas that doesn't tell you anything about the content, or it tells you everything about the content, because every Mishnah has a few topics. As we know, the background for Mesechus Idios, look in the Tosefta. I don't think I've ever quoted this. The Tosefta in Mesechus Idios. There's one, if you blink, you'll miss it. Right in the back of Mesechus Avodah Zarah is Idios. And before you get to the other Mesechus Ketanos, right before Pirkei Avos, you have the Tosefta on Idios. Three prakim. So in the beginning, Tosefta, Perek Rishon, Tosefta Aleph, says the Tosefta in Idios. Kishenichnusu Chachamim leKeren B'Yavneh. When the Chachamim came to Keren B'Yavneh, Amru, they said, Asita Shah Shiad. How'd they get to Keren B'Yavneh? How'd they get there? So that's the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, right? Because this was right after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right, Churban Beis HaMikdash, or during the time of Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the famous story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Nun Vav, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai faked his way out, he pretended to be dead. If you remember, he talked to his nephew who helped get him out, and he pretended, and he met Vespasian, and he says to Vespasian, the king, and he says, I'm not the king, and if I am a king, where have you been? Right, he goes through the whole story as we know, and he was so impressed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Vespasian was, that he knew to call him king even before he was king, and he was so wise, and, again, a lot of symbolism to this, after he heard he was going to be king, he was in the middle of taking off his shoes. And he took off one shoe, and then he couldn't get that shoe off after he heard about the good news. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what's going on here? He says, well, let me tell you, you're in a good mood, so your skin became bloated. You know, if you have somebody who you really don't like walk in front of you, it'll get your, it'll become back to what it usually is. So that's what the Gemara says. Lo ayabal l'mishlo liidach lo nafak amar mayhai. Don't worry about it. Okay. Shmua tova asi lecha. You, shmua tova, you heard, dechsiv. Shmua tova tadashi netzem. Elamai takadi, what should I do? Lacey in ishjalomis v'dai dichiminai. Right? Have somebody pass in front of you that you don't really like. V'lichlov kamach. He'll go in front of you and then you'll lose your happiness for momentarily. Dechsiv v'ruach nich'eh tiabeshgarim. Right? It drives out the bones. Avadachi ayala. So he says, since you're so wise, why haven't you come here till now? He says, I couldn't get out. I told you. So he says, ask me anything you want. And he asked for the three requests. Number one, give me Yavne and its wise men, Rashi, shelotach rivena, velotaro chachameha. Sounds like, give me Yavne, don't destroy Yavne. Was Yavne anything, Bizman and Migdash? Unclear. But don't destroy the Sanhedrin. Let them go. Tain li Yavne v'chachameha. Vishu shilta Rabbi Gamliel. And the family of Rabbi Gamliel, who was from Malchus Beis David, don't destroy. And va'asvasa demasi li Rabbi Tzadok. And the medicine for Rabbi Tzadok, who's been fasting for 40 years, to try to prevent the Chorban, obviously to no avail. Kari alei Rav Yosef, yitem Rabbi Akiva. Rav Yosef or Rabbi Akiva commented when they heard this story, meshiv chacham imachar v'daitam yisachel. Right? Hashem sometimes moves the wisdom of rabbis backwards. Hadazimna. He should have asked for the base of Migdash. He should have asked, don't destroy the Migdash. For husavar adil makulei lo avid. Right, and he obviously thought, Rabbi Yochanan, okay, that was too much, and if he asked for too much, then he's not going to get nothing. And Rabbi Soloveitchik pointed out very poignantly that he never knew the answer, whether he made the right decision or not. He's human. He never knew the answer. And that's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chavches, I think, in the Bavli, where the Gemara says that at the end of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's life, he says to his Talmidim, I see two paths in front of me, one to Gehenim and one to Gan Eden. And I don't know which path I'm going down. And he doesn't know. There's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He saved Klal Yisrael. He was the leader. He made 10 takanas Eichel of Mikdash. He did so much. What do you mean, Gehenim? Even till the last day of his life, he wasn't sure if he made the right decision. That would outweigh everything that he did. And he was nervous about it. But that's how, as we know, the Sanhedrin escaped. The Rabbanan escaped to Yavneh, even as Yerushalayim was destroyed. So with that background, Gittin, Nun Vav, the Tosefta in Idiyah says, when they got there, they realized the central force of the Jewish people, the Sanhedrin, is no longer. Yerushalayim is no longer. It's here. But there was a worry that things would be forgotten over time. And therefore, the Tosefta says, "Kishenichnu zachar l'kam yavne amru asida shah shi'adam mevakish devar b'divrei Torah ve'namotzei." There's going to come a time. Right now, we know. Right now, we're great to know. We know the Torah. There's going to come a time when people will want to learn Torah ve'namotzei, and they won't be able. They won't find it. Divrei sofrim ve'namotzei. They'll try to learn a din daraisa. They won't find it. During the rabbanan, they won't find it. Or mesora shenamar hine yamim ba'im nu mashem yishotetu levakish devar Hashem v'lo yimsu devar Hashem. Zu nevua, Devar Hashem zeh haketz, Devar Hashem shlo yehidavar midivrei Torah doma lechaveiro. So we have to somehow put it into, organize it and put it into writing. Amru, naschil mehillel v'shamay. Let's start with Hillel v'shamay, and that's how Idiyah starts. Idiyah starts with the machlokos between Hillel v'shamay, Shamay, Hillel, Chachamim, right, the first Mishnah about the Shir of Chala, right, all the machlokos you have there in the first parak. And then that's where the Mishnayos talk about, so why do you quote all the Shitos? Just quote one Shita, the Shita that we hold of. Because a later Beis Din, you know, might come and, you know, decide about on another Shita, and you should should know that what they're relying on. So that's Masechet Idiyos. That's why Masechet Idiyos is a different topic. Every single Mishnah is every single half a Mishnah might even be a different topic. And that is why the content is what it is. Because it's just edus. It's edus, a testimony that the different rabbis gave. I heard this conversation from this these earlier Tanaim, and I heard this conversation. So it's a recording of all of the conversations, and there is no Gemara. There's no Gemara on Idios, but many of the Mishnahs are quoted in various places in Shas. So here we go. So Ditaninan, this is a Mishnah in the second paragraph of Idios. So let's get back to our context. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri all hold the same type of idea that you could have an area that's closed off, that you can't plant in. So what's the Rabbi Yishmael's case? Ditaninan. Al gina ketana shimu kefes aris. What if you have a small garden that's surrounded by poles? It's like a tzuras ha-pesach. You have poles and you have vines all around them. You have vines all around them, right? It's look on the marafolda. Al gina shimu kefes bifnim aris al kol adal ha-kozer. Or even its walls. I'm sorry, its walls. And on the inside of the walls are hanging vines. On all four sides. So says the Mishnah. Im yesh ba mali botzer visalo mikan. Umali botzer visalo mikan. Right? Every vine on the walls, you have to leave space for the person to walk by and to have his basket next to him on the floor. His sala. We assume a person takes up an amma and the basket takes up an amma. So you need two amos next to each wall, space. Before you plant anything, that's so to speak the avodas hagefen. So you need two from each. So basically, what do you need? Minimum in this area, 4x4. Because you have, for each side, you need a person and his basket. The other side, a person and his basket. So it has to be at least a square of four. So, Myeshba, Mali, Botzer, Vesalo, Mikan. Enough space for the Botzer, for the harvester of the grapes. Vesalo, Mikan. Umali, Botzer, Vesalo, Mikan. And the harvester and his grapes on this side. Tizara, then. Out, then you can plant there. Then you can, where could you plant? You could plant even six tfachim. Even six tfachim from there, because this is, as long as you have dalad al dalad, you could be marchik six tfach, because these aren't kerem, these are vines. The imlav lo tizar. But if you don't have four amos by four amos, lo tizar, then you can't plant there. This is a similar case. What Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, you have a closed off area, so if you don't have four amos by four amos, so then you cannot plant there. Rabbi Yonah just clarifies what we just said. What's the measurements about the harvester and the basket? Ama botzer, va'ama salo. Ama botzer, v'ama salo. Right, each one, the person, the botzer takes up an ama, and his basket takes up an ama. That's the measurements, at least four. So now the Gemara says, let's relate the machlokas we had in the Mishnah to our case. The machlokas we had in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where do you measure from? Remember the case of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai says you measure from the vines, and Beis Hillel says you measure from the wall. So how would that apply here? So now the Gemara says, Haviboy Meimar, Man da Amar me ikur gafanim moshchin. If you measure the, in our Mishnah it was the four amos, but here, if you measure the two amos from the, where the vines are, nicha. So then that works out, that's fine. Because let's say the vines are a little bit further out from the wall. They're not mamish, hugging the wall, they're a little out. So Beis Shammai would say, that's fine, you measure two amos towards the middle from the vine. And that's good. Nicha. Mandar mi'ikar geder moshka. According to Beis Hillel, who said you measure from the wall itself that a vine is hanging on, but that's a problem, because then you're not going to have 4x4 amos space in the middle. Because ein osan akrasin mematin arba, don't the trunks, don't the branches of the vines themselves take up space? And therefore there's going to be less than 4x4. And Rabbi Shmuel says, you need 4x4 there. So wouldn't that be taking away space? So the Gemara says, Tiftar Shayuchavuk and Lakosel. It must be that they are recessed and very closely hugging, literally chibuk, right? They're hugging the wall, and therefore there is no space, there is no taking up of space. It's all four, but the 4x4 space is still there. Even if you measure it from the wall, it is not going to you don't have any other space taken up. Period. Interesting, the word botzer is used here in the Mishnah. The word betzira in English, we have one word, to harvest. You harvest anything. You harvest grapes and olives and corn and anything, wheat. But in Hebrew, in Talmudic Hebrew and Tanaitic Hebrew, there's a different verb that's used depending on what you're harvesting. So kitsira is usually used by grain. Betzira is used by grapes. To harvest grapes is betzira. Then there's misika. Mesika is olives, to be mosaic zesim. Then you have gedor. I think gedor is by figs. I don't remember. There's gedor and there's ora. There's all different verbs that are used for betzira. In Yonah de Yoma, let's talk about two different topics here. We're talking about these dafim give us the opportunity to talk about related sugyas that we haven't discussed in a while. But again, we're talking about harvesting and we talk about measuring. So harvesting and measuring, we know are both asar on Shabbos, right? One's daraisa and one's derabanan, right? Measuring on Shabbos. So measuring the medita that we're talking about. Do you measure from the wall? Do you measure from the vines? So measuring is asar midirabanan on Shabbos. Basically, mishum mekachu memkar, mishum uvdin dechol. Usually measuring is part of business transactions, and that's why it's asar midirabanan to measure. Sometimes it maybe is gzeira shema yichtov, when one measures, but we generally hold that any medida is asur except medida shel mitzvah. Stam medida is asur. The Shmir Shabbos paskins, you can't weigh yourself on Shabbos. Right? Even not an electric scale. I'm just gonna do the regular weighing. I want to know how much, I want to make sure I don't eat so much on Shabbos, whether I can eat dessert or not, so I'm gonna weigh myself. No. Asur lo la'adam, Shmir Shabbos, Perag Yudalet, Os Membeis. Asur lo la'adam, Lishkolas Atzmo, O Achirim. You can't weigh yourself, you can't weigh others. V'chein asulim dod as govo, or height, right? You can't measure your height. What am I doing? Measuring is included in the Isser Derabanan. Is the scale muksa? That's a question. Right, this comes up, lamaisa. There are some people that weigh, they're on certain types of very strict diets, and they have to weigh everything they eat. So, they, again, electronic is for sure not good, but what about if it's not electronic? If it's l'shem, they're eating their diet. So, medida shal mitzvah is mutter. Medida shal mitzvah is mutter. So the question is, what do you call medida shal mitzvah? If you look in the medida l'shem refuah is mutter. The Shmir Shabbos quotes in Perek Mem Os Beis, right? That's the perek all about refuah. Mutter limtor chom b'Shabbos. You can measure a temperature, right? If somebody has temperature, the old-fashioned ones with the mercury, right? You can measure temperature because why are you doing that? Letzarech chole and letzarech refuah. So that is mutter l'tzorach mitzvah. Any type of l'tzorach mitzvah would be okay. V'chei mutter l'mdod es lachatz adam shel achola. Obviously, to measure blood pressure, and if you're measuring blood pressure, then you're at least a chola she'ein bo sakana, and maybe more. Ol ma'sheish es al-dofik shelo, measuring the pulse, right? U'b'chol eil ishtamish b'machshirim ha'chashmaliyim o digitaliyim, right? Not to use digital or electric. So again, these are all measuring l'shem mitzvah. What about measuring because you want to make something on Shabbos? You measure out the ingredients. So the poskim generally say, don't be so exact. Don't be so exact. You know, you have to measure out a half a cup of this and a cup of that. Don't be so exact. What happens in Yonah D'Yoma? What happens if somebody has to measure on Yom Kippur? They have to measure in terms of shiurin. Shiurin for Yom Kippur. So that's mutter. That's l'tzarech. If you're doing that, that means it's a chola and it's l'shei mitzvah. Mutter limdod ze gam b'yom kippurim atzmo. Ach tov laso zos mivod yom. If you measure things beforehand, it's better to measure things beforehand. But if one needs to, in that case, then one can. So again, if somebody is a diabetic and they have to measure everything and weigh everything, certain types of sugars, so again, whatever it is, that's medita. But all of that is within the world of derabanan. Kitzira obviously is daraisa. Every malacha on Shabbos has a discussion about his lamdas too, not just the lamaisa, but the lamdas. And kitzira has its lamdas as well. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Kuv Zayin, if somebody takes a fish out of water, they're chayef, right? They're killing a fish. What's the malacha? So machlokas rishonim. So pashup shot is that you're killing. Shochet. Rashi says netilas neshama. Rashi says netilas neshama there in Shabbos on Daf Kuv Zayin. Hashola dag ben ayam mishum netilas neshama desu lo chaye, because it is not going to live. If you look at Rabbeinu Hananel quotes the Yerushalmi. Quotes, Shaharei Okar Dovar Migidulo. You took something out from where it is nourished, from where it grows. This already reflects. What's the definition of the malacha of kotzer? The malacha, so I would have said, cutting something from the ground. That's the pashup shot of Telishas Mechubar. Something that is attached, so then I'm not allowed to detach it. But there is some evidence, and this is a discussion in the Dvar Avram. The Kavna Rav has this in Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Hei, where he talks about this with a colleague, where he has different views, and he says there's two different viewpoints of what Kotzer is. Right, the Gemara talks about elsewhere in Kuf Zayin Mabeis. Hoshit Yadu Lamei Behema. What if somebody sticks their hand into a pregnant animal and cuts off and rips the baby from the umbilical cord, so to speak, or whatever, from the mother. So chayiv, you're chayiv. What are you chayiv? The Meiri says, Oker davar migidulo. That's kotzer. It's kotzer from an animal? An animal, a fetus from Oker, not Netilas Neshama. Oker davar migidulo. The Rashba, the Ritva says Netilas Neshama. Kotzer is only by gidulei karka. Right? So is kotzer, is it detaching something from the ground? Right? Or is it hafsakas yenika? Right, breaking the source of nourishment, breaking from where it lives and it grows, and maybe it could even apply to fish, and maybe it could even apply to an ubar, b'mei'ai imo. So that is a discussion. Again, the Achronim discuss this case. Again, the Betzira itself, that it's both. Most cases of kotzer are both. They're both hafsakas, right, cutting it from the chibur state, but also once you cut it from the chibur state, it's not being nourished either. But that is the halacha of kotzer, which botzer is an example of. And there are many related issues related to kotzer in terms of hishtamshas be'ilon, hishtamshas be'behema. That's all isurei drabanan of kotzer. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. So what do we answer? We quoted Rabbi Yishmael. We quoted Rabbi Yishmael, the case of the Gina surrounded by four walls. Surrounded by four walls, and you have a vine growing on each wall. And we said, what do you mean? And he says you need four amos. Four by four amos, at least, in between. And we said, where do you measure from? You measure from the vine, and if you're going to be silo, it must be that the vine is right next to the wall, chavuk and lekosel. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rabbi Yishmael's case is where you have one vine on each wall. That's what we assume. It's four, right, surrounded four walls, one vine on each wall. So, lo arba einan klum, hilchis aris b'chamesh? Right, Rabbi Shmuel's case shouldn't be nechshav anything. It's four vines. Remember, you only start any discussion of amos away if you have five. Beis Hillel says you need two rows, and Beis Shammai says you need even one row, but everything starts with five. So this case, Rabbi Shmuel's case, l'chora, is four. So how do you even get off the ground? Look at the Marafolda. V'achi pirusho. Al karcha ma'ari she'im b'chol tzad ela echad. Pashtus, you only have one vine on each side. Dima yushtayim, because if there were two, imkein, havile beiz neged beiz, v'echad yosi zanav. Because if there were two, then maybe it would be a real kerem. Elevade do avi ela achaz b'chol tzad. V'alo hilchaz aris eno pachaz b'hei gefanim. Right, there's nothing less. Right, so how are we even talking about measuring it in this case? So the Gemara answers, it must be not. It must be there's two vines in one corner. Answers the Gemara, Amrei b'Chananya, Tiptar, explain it, Shayushtei Gefanim, Nesunos, Bekeren Zavis Achas. Two of the two vines were in one corner, Shem Yim Tachim, Hain, Nirin, Ka'arba, Beinayin. If you would spread them out, you'd be able to have four amos in between them, meaning it's enough to be a Karem. There are five vines, and there are different pshatim exactly where the two vines are in the corners, but that is all Rabbi Yishmael. That is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, based on the Mishnah in Idios, the case that he says that you, if there is an enclosed area, four walls, a vine on each wall, less than four by four amos inside, so then that one is not allowed to plant it. Next, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the second. Remember, we started off, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri all say the same thing. So this is number two, Rabbi Yossi. Ditaninan, we learn later on, a Mishnah later on, Daf Nun Tes. If you look on Daf Nun Tes for a moment, the case on Daf Nun Tes is, we have two walls. Two walls in an L shape. Two walls in an L shape. And the Mishnah says there, that Rabbi Yossi says, if the sides of the L aren't each four amos long, then you can't plant in the imaginary box that the L, it has two sides of it. Finish off the square. Rabbi Yossi says it has to be at least four amos. And if it's not four amos, you can't plant there. Again, this is an even bigger chiddush, as we'll see. Because we're saying this is chavush, this is considered surrounded, it only has two walls. It only has two walls, and there are vines on both of those walls. So that is a bigger chiddush. But it's a similar idea that you have walls that are surrounding an area, and vines on those walls, which would limit the ability to plant inside. So Rabbi Yossi, de taninan. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the Mishnah that I just quoted. Imein shem arba amos lo yavi zer al hasham. Right, if you can't have four amos, if there aren't four amos in that L, then you can't plant there. Right, even just the two sides, as we're saying here. Mand, and now we quote again. The issue that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel had in our Mishnah in terms of the measuring. What do you measure from? You have these two walls that are an L, but the vines aren't exactly, well, that's the Havamina, they're a little separated. If you measure like Beis Shammai, you measure from the edge of the vines, then I understand, because that's what's important in terms of the proximity. Again, if the vines stick out into this area, so doesn't that take away from the space that you need in the middle? The Gemara answers again, v'tifter shaya chavuk l'kosel. No, don't worry, the vines are very, very hugging the kosel, and therefore it is not a problem. So we have Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah in Idios, we have Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes, and v'hachin riachim enuri d'hacha. And we have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri of our Mishnah. All of them in their own way say that if you have walls in surrounding an area and you have vines on those walls, that will limit the amount of Zaria that you could do inside. Good. So now let's just finish up this section. As we started off this year today, Davar Echad doesn't always mean they hold the exact same thing, as the Gemara says right now. Mistavar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yishmael, Yodin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes. Rabbi Shmuel from the Mishnah in Idios. They would agree to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Right? Because his case is mamish. What's his case? You have the vine and the wall, and the vine is closing in. Right? His case is mamish, within the aris. Within the aris. Right? Look at the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right? Mistavra, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Yodin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yossi, Svirlei, Rabbi Yossi says, Even two walls, right? Yishmal nami ius v'yalei de'ba'aris she'in gefanim omdim b'shura ve'afilu gina, right? V'kol shekein ba'aris shura da'ibar Rabbi Yochanan Menuri b'mas nisan to yodu da'asur lahavizer alasham. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri seems to be the most obvious that it would close in. So they would agree to Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri lo yodu the Rabbi Yosef Yishmal, but he might not agree to their cases, because one of their cases is much bigger chiddush, right? There aren't like especially in Rabbi Yossi's case, which you have an L shape. Right, there are less. I would less say there that there's a limit on the Zaria. So that's in one direction. And then what about the two that we mentioned? Rabbi Yossi, Yodi, the Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi would probably agree to Rabbi Shmuel because Rabbi Yossi says even just two walls, the L shape. So of course, Rabbi Shmuel, where you have all four walls, Rabbi Yishmael, lo Yodi, the Rabbi Yossi. But it couldn't be that Rabbi Shmuel won't agree to Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Yishmael would say that you need four walls to close in. Maybe he wouldn't agree to the L shape closing in the inside. Again, me'inyan le'inyan bo'osu inyan, we're talking about closeness of chibuk. Shaya chavuk l'kosel. Closeness of chibuk. There are different types of chibuk in halacha. Here we're talking about vines hugging walls. But we know there is in halacha, in terms of people hugging people, there is what we call chibuk v'nishuk dera chiba. And Shalom Derechiba. Derechiba is a major machlokas Rishonim, as is known between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether chibuk v'nishuk of someone who I'm not allowed to be touching, is that an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan? Right, the Rambam says, both in Hilchas Isurei Bia, and I think he writes this in Sefer HaMitzvos as well, that even not Bia, even just hugging and kissing, Derechib is Asur Da'araisa. That's the Rambam. This is what one of Rabbi Yosef Engel's examples of a Siyag Da'araisa. Kalaba Perachaf Aleph Halach Aleph. Hilchaz Yisrei Biyah. Kalaba Ala Erev Minarayis Derechibarim. O Shechibek Venishek Derech Taiva. Or hugs and kisses in an affectionate way. V'nehaneh b'kirav basar, and he has physical pleasure. Hariz alokim in a Torah. That's Malchus Daraisa. Shenemar lo vilti asos mechukos atoevos. V'nemar lo sikrevu legalos erva. Do not come close. But even the coming close is asur. Klomar lo tikrevu ledvarm hameviim lidei gili erva. And the Rambam also says that in lo saseh shin nun gimel. Sheziranu mikarav la'achaz mikolelu arayas v'afilu bilobia. Gon chibuk v'neshikav adom olahem mipu'ulos haznus. And that's an example of a siyag daraisa. The Rambam holds chibuk v'neshikav b'dera chiba is asur daraisa. And the Ramban argues. The Magen Mishnah there quotes from the Ramban. No, lo sikrevu legalos erva is an asmachta. Midal Raisa, it is only Bia. There's only Bia, says the Ramban there. I'll read from the Magen Mishnah here. Rabban Nechlagla Basagla Shechibra Seir Mitzvah Amr Shadrash Azos Shebisra Eina El Asmachta Ve'ein Bekan Malkas Ben HaTorah Ela Bebiya Gemura Bia. Rav Kook writes in Shabbas Ha'aretz that it could be that even the Ramban would agree that if it's just a one-time hug and a kiss affectionate, that's Durabanan. It's Durabanan. It's not the Motor. It's the Durabanan. But if somebody has a lasting relationship, bekfius, it could be that that's daraisa, even according to the Ramban. That's the Rav Kook, he quotes Raya's there, and that's what he relates it to Shemitah. That's what it's doing there. But that is chibuk v'nishuk derechiba. If it's not derechiba, then for sure it's not daraisa. Then for sure it's not daraisa. And that's what gets into the issues of, you know, is there the poskim discuss in terms of a shaking a hand, if there's a case, kavod abrius. If there's an issa daraisa, kavod abrius does not win, right? But if there's an issa derabanan, there's a little more wiggle room in terms of that. But that's chibuk v'nishuk, there's a lot more there in terms of the lamaisa cases, but we'll leave it at that and we will stop here. But again, here the vine was hugging the wall very closely, very closely. Okay, we'll stop here.